You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It is to the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media, and I welcome you to our third and final hour of this weekend chapter. And you know that we get to open it up with our movers and shakers. And of course, on this one, we get to interview and sit down with those who are making an impact, especially in our Adventist circles. And if you still remember well, on the 14th of March, it was Adventist World Radio Day, and I managed to spend the day at the Harare Chinese Seventh-day Adventist Church, where I got to link up with a group of missionaries who have got a very unique mission of ministering to people of Chinese origin. So last week, I spoke to the elders. Yes, quite a number of elders who were telling us about the mission. But this is not just a mission for the elderly. Even the youth as well are involved, heavily involved in this mission. So this evening, we're going to be sitting down with the young people who are part of the Harare Chinese mission. Quite a beautiful bunch who are excited to work for the Lord Jesus. So first of all, let's hear from a young lady. Her name is Clotilda. She's part of this Harare Chinese mission. So we're all about Chinese missions on this particular day. And wow, like I said, people of all ages, young, old. And for the first time, I've got a young lady who is here, who is also part of the Chinese mission. So maybe some of you will be thinking it's all about boys, men, elders. No, even the young ladies are part of us on this Chinese mission. So I've got a sister right here. She's going to introduce herself. My sister, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Maybe if you can introduce yourself and tell everybody out there who this lady who's graced us.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Clotilde Mamonte. I'm a young lady also in the mission. And we are having a good time at the Harare Seventh-day Church of Chinese.
Wow, amazing. So I'm told that you are a student in China. So tell us, what were you studying and when did you go there?
Okay, so I was studying Chinese and linguistics at the University of Zimbabwe. So fortunately, we were privileged to get some Chinese scholarships from the Shanghai Normal University in China. So I was one of the students. So I went there for an exchange program. Or I was also studying Chinese and linguistics as an exchange program. So by that time, I also studied translation. That's the translation that I'm using in the missions.
Ah, amazing. So when was this?
Okay, this was a period of 2017 to 2019.
To 2019.
Yeah, I graduated 2019 from the University of Zimbabwe and the exchange program of University of Shanghai.
Okay, so the whole COVID-19 pandemic didn't happen while you were in China?
No, fortunately I was done and I thank God for that.
Wow, amazing, amazing. So you're still in China. How was your stay there though?
Well, it was the most difficult time that I've come across. The Chinese are very good people, I can say. But for those who don't know Christ, you know, I could face a little bit of racism there and there.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Whoa.
So I couldn't wait to come back home. But you know, it was a good time because I mingled with their culture. I got to know so many amazing places. Yeah, but I couldn't wait to come back home.
Okay, she couldn't wait to come back home. But if there's one thing that we all worry about when we are right here home, especially for young people nowadays, going out to a tertiary institution, we're still far away from home like that. How do you keep your spiritual life intact? We're still, you're in a country like China, my sister. How did you keep your spiritual life intact that time?
Yeah, you know, in China, so many restrictions when it comes to church or religious things or Christianity. But, well, the fortunate part is we had a Seventh-day Adventist church that was close to my home, fortunately. But the services could just run from 9 to 12 and we were done. But, you know, that's worshiping. That's all.
Yes.
I think maybe because of the restrictions, we couldn't stretch up to the end like we do in Zimbabwe from 9 to 5. So that was a little bit different for me, but well, it was doing it for them and for me as well. I was just you know, like when you're in Rome, do what the Romans do. So yeah, I was just doing whatever they were doing there. So you pray in your home. That's true. You don't shout about it because you never know. You might, you know, they might deport you. You never know. I'm not saying you get deported, but you never know. So the spirituality, I mean, aspect, it's a one man thing. Because you are in a, you are in your home alone, and you reflect it by yourself. Of course, when we went to church, we would worship with others. But now you cannot go out and preach like we are doing as the Chinese Missions Church. We go out, we distribute books, we tell the Chinese that are in the mines that Jesus is coming again. In China, it's a little bit different. So the evangelism part was a little bit dwindled because you can't do it, you know, freely. So yeah, that was it.
Hey, crazy. So you spend time there, you're learning, you're soaking up the culture, probably the language as well. And I hope maybe you probably love the food. What's your favorite dish?
Okay, I love what they call jiaozi. That's dumplings.
Okay.
Yeah, and baozi. These are the hot steamed buns. The food is amazing, I tell you.
Wow.
I didn't even miss that because the food is amazing. Hot, spicy, and chili.
Wow. Okay. So, finally, you have to leave all that good stuff. Come back to us.
Yeah.
Sadza, all over Zimbabwe. How did you end up involving yourself with the Chinese, Harare Chinese Mission?
All right. So, there was a call to Chinese students studying, or those who have graduated, or those who are working with the Chinese. So at that time, we launched our church, is it last year? Yeah. At that time, I was working with the Chinese. I'm also working with the Chinese. I'm still working with the Chinese as a translator. So translators were called to be part of the missions because of the language barrier, or to attend the language barrier. So as someone who had the knowledge of Chinese, I told myself I really need to be part of this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good work that you're doing right there. And of course, you're distributing literature, and generally you're working as a translator. I mean, I would probably just want to know, how is it like just working in with Chinese people in general, besides the issue of mission?
Okay, besides the issue of mission, ethic-wise or ethics-wise, they're very difficult to work with.
Yeah. Why do you say so?
I can say that. Well, I think we are spreading the word to the Chinese. We are trying. And some have known the word, and they have heard the word. But for those ones that have not heard the word, for someone who doesn't know God, that person doesn't know love, definitely. So it's very easy to work with that person because they don't respect you as a human being. They really don't see people as human beings. I think we have seen the speculations on social media where the Chinese are abusing their workers in these companies.
True.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're a person who knows Christ, you're going to preach that, you know what, God loves us, so you need to love your neighbor. So, you know, it becomes better working with them.
Okay. But I guess it seems like you've got your work cut out for you, but nonetheless, hopefully the Lord will continue to lead you.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So, of course, you are one person who's somewhat very fluent in Chinese. So you can't go away without saying one or two things. I don't know what you can do, whether it's your favorite verse, your favorite chapter, or the song. I don't know. Do something, and then of course you're gonna have to translate to us.
Okay. All right, that's good. Okay, I'll probably sing a very brief song. This is my favorite, one of our favorite choruses in Shona, which is Apa Ne Apa. Yes, so I personally translated this chorus.
Okay.
For us to sing it in church.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll sing it in Chinese first, and I'm sure because of the tune, we can recognize it in Shona. Okay, so I'll just sing one verse of it. So, Jeli Henali, Jilshangi Pindahai, Jeli Henali, Jilshangi Pindahai, Yesu da ai, twan jiao mei chu, Yesu da ai, 川久美女子阿帕尼阿帕抓开他西娘子阿帕尼阿帕抓开他西娘子如多若杰斯若杰桑嘎尼萨如多若杰斯若杰桑嘎尼萨。
Wow, wow.So beautiful song right there from the lady, that is Clotilda. Amazing voice indeed. So right now, allow me to say my goodbyes. Miss Clotilda, thank you so much for gracing us.
Thank you so much for having me. 谢谢大家，安息日快乐， Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.So that was the young lady, that is Miss Clotilda, giving us a beautiful song, you know, to finish off that beautiful interview. So we continue with the Harare Chinese Missions. And this time around, here comes the brother that is Blessing. Yes, Blessing. He also was there, or should I say, is also part of this Chinese mission. And wow, what a driven young man he is. Let's get to hear what he has to say.Thank you so much for staying with us right here. And it is still Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. So today, we're all about Harare Chinese Mission. Wow, so many people out here, young and old, they are here telling us about their stories, beautiful stories of mission on in this town that is Harare. So I've got another young man right here. I'm going to allow him to introduce himself. My brother, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great, great. What's your name?
My name is Blessing Muchena.
Blessing Muchena. Okay, so I understand you're very fluent in Chinese.
Yes, I was born and raised in China.
Born and raised in China. Okay, so this is something that is quite amazing. We don't really have a lot of people who are born and raised in China. It's not in my generation. I think maybe this generation of yours, you got quite a number of people you know who were born and raised in China.
No, but I have a lot of friends who are not born in Zim. I was also born in Mozambique.South Africa, Canada, different countries.
Wow. So, of course, the very first thing that I would want to ask someone who was born and raised in China is, how was it like living in China?
It was fun. A lot of people were curious about a lot of things, but more, I had friends, a lot of them, but not friends out of because I'm black, but because we just got along well.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that the whole time you're in China, you never experienced any racism?
No, no, not even a little bit. People are just curious.
Mm. So what are some of the common questions people would ask you?
Why is your hair like that? How come your hair is curly, not straight? How come it's so short? Questions like that.
Wow. I wonder what you'd say about your hair. All right. So you were educated in China. How is the education system like in China, let's say, as compared to Zimbabwe?
Well, in China...Personally, I only did first grade in China. Mm-hmm. And then later on from second to fourth grade, I did Zoom and international schools.
Mm.
But my friends told me that it was really stressful. Like they had a lot of homework, a lot of exercises. They were always busy. Like you could see their backpacks full of homework sometimes.
Ish?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Because people always say that education in China is more of more technical than it is theoretical. Like this side, they say, this side, it's all about theory. In China, a kid who is 2 years old can actually assemble a phone and stuff like that. How far true is that?
Now, I'm not very sure about the details, but I'm sure it's not every single 2-year-old that can make a phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because hey, a lot of people get to say a whole lot of stuff, man. While others, us, we're busy labeling grasshoppers, people are out there making some technological stuff. So... I was thinking you're probably some tech guru right now. All right. So life in China. So when did you come back to Zim?
End of 2022, I think it was November.
November?
Yeah.
2022, so that means you were in China during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes.
How was life around that time?
Well, people, like, during the beginning, because of how contagious it was, you were not allowed to go outside. In most areas, the government would give out resources and neighbors would share resources, stuff like that, until eventually it got better and when the vaccine was out. And now you could finally go outside as long as you had the 72-hour test that was valid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that was serious. You guys really had it a bit serious than this side. So coming back to Zimbabwe now, how did you find yourself part and parcel of the Chinese mission?
The Chinese mission? Well, I joined the Chinese mission, I think it was April last year. That's when I was introduced to Kelston Multicultural Church.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I met the Mafanes. They introduced me to the Chinese Missionary Church.
Wow. So how has been your experience so far?
My experience, it's been really fun. I got to meet a lot of Chinese. I got to interact with a lot of them. I got to do presentations. It's been really fun.
Amazing. So what are some of the ways and methods that you guys are using to evangelize to Chinese people in the country?
Well, we just get straight to the point, but we at the same time, we try to make friends and get straight to the point. Like, we can go to Chinese districts, whereas there are a bunch of Chinese shops and stuff like that. Then we'd give out maybe books such as Steps to Christ or flyers, and then we would approach them, give it to them as friends, but not inviting them to the program immediately. Just letting them know that we're there and they can come anytime.
Wow. Because usually they say that Chinese people are very protective of their children. How is it like trying to approach your Chinese peers, so to say?
Well, I haven't met a lot of Chinese children yet. For now, it's mainly adults. As for a child, there's one, but he doesn't stay with his parents. He's a boarder. Yeah.
Okay. But slowly but surely, I guess you are getting there as far as, you know, evangelism is concerned.
Yeah. Individually, getting the children on their own, that's easier, because it's easier to get to them, give them the message.
I see. So what is it that you would probably want? What kind of stage would you want to reach? Let me say, as far as mission is concerned, let me say on an individual basis, what is your personal target?
My personal target? I think we should achieve to have a full church, maybe a small-scale church of Chinese only, without including Zimbabweans who speak Chinese, just a small-scale church of Chinese only.
Wow. And do you think that's it is possible?
It's possible. Like, there's that right there that says a ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing.
Wow. Okay. Very, very a huge goal that you want to attain. But obviously, like the Bible says, with God, everything is what?
Possible.
Is possible. So I'm hoping that this, your dream, you will achieve it and you'll be part and parcel of the Chinese mission. So thank you so much, Blessing, for taking time to talk to me.
No problem.
All right. We still continue with the weekend chapter right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. My name is Marvin Makichi, and of course it is Movers and Shakers, and tonight it is part two of our Harare Chinese missions. Such a very, very important mission that the guys out there in Harare are doing. And this evening, it's all about the young people who are in mission. And of course, before we took a break, we heard from the man, Blessing, the young man that is a Blessing. And up next is yet another young man. His name is Ice. Yes, Mr. Ice is there, and he is representing the young people in the Chinese mission. All right, so we continue right here with the Chinese mission in Zimbabwe, and beautiful, so many powerful testimonies. Like I said, young and old, they're all here, and they've got one mission. They want to evangelize to the Chinese, and I've got yet another young man. How are you, my brother?
I'm fine, how are you?
All right, fine. If you can just move a little closer, bro. So what's your name again?
My name is Ice, and I'm 14 years old.
Ice. Is that like your real name?
Yeah.
Wow. Why do you think you were named Ice?
Because, like, I think when I was young, I used to be like, yeah, I was always cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what's your full name?
My full name is Ice Jedaya Tawana Matanga Bonde, And I'm learning at Hubert Science College.
Hubert Science College.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are part of the Chinese mission. I'm told that you are very fluent in Chinese. How did you learn Chinese?
Oh, well, it's not that complicated. Like, you know, for example, for me to speak in Chinese, I was actually born from China. I lived in Beijing for like 10 years. So like when I was born, right, the only languages that I can master was English and Chinese. So like, yeah. That's how I mastered it.
You were born in Beijing. So were your parents living and working in Beijing at that time?
In the time when my mom was still in Zimbabwe, but when she got pregnant, she went to China. So then she gave birth to me there. And yeah, she when she was in China, she was also a very good English teacher. She was teaching the Chinese English.
Ah, amazing, amazing. So how's life in China for you?
For me, China was also good because, like, you know, China, one thing I liked, the people there are friendly. I like their food a lot. And during November to January, they also snow. So, where I lived, there was a giant lake. So the lake was frozen. So as Chinese people, for me and my brother and my mom, we used to go on the lake. Then we can like ice skating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing, man. Ice skating.
Yeah.
This is something that we only wish it, we only see on TV, right here in Zim. So you having experienced that, man, amazing, amazing. Yeah. So tell us about life in China. Of course, this is a predominantly non-Christian country. So how was that part of life like for you guys as a family? Because I'm sure there's no church to attend to every Sabbath. So how do you worship? How do you keep your spiritual life intact?
For us, we like, yeah, my mom, she, before I was still young, I started going to church when I was 6 years old, when I was still an adventurer. So like I go to church on Sabbath, on Saturday. So like my mom, the church that we go, it's sometimes it's far, but still it's fun going to church. So like we go there, then we do church, we come back home around 5 or 6.
So is there like a predominantly a large African population that's like this one?
If you're in Beijing, yeah, you can see African people like Zimbabweans. But if you're in other cities like Hong Kong and Guangzhou or Shanghai, you can't find them.
Really? But are there no cases of racism?
Racism? No, Chinese, they are, one thing about Chinese, right, they don't care whether you're a bad person. They actually trust us more. For me in China, I actually had a lot of friends just because I was Zimbabwean. But then they did not know that I was born from China. So like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, wow. So, of course, when you talk about China, the language, man.
The language it's not that hard to master, you know, like, because when you just say, like, for me to get my friends, I actually just said, I just introduced myself and I started saying, can I join and play with you? They were actually shocked at first. Then they went to tell their parents saying, I have a new friend named Ice. He can also speak in Chinese. So for that, they were actually shocked. And when now my friends come to play with me, their parents also come to see me saying, "Kuti, wow, there's actually someone who can, a black person who can speak in Chinese." Then like the mothers of my friends, they actually like to touch my hair because, like, you know, Chinese people, Chinese kids, their hair are always like going straight up. Mm-hmm. So when my hair is only down, they feel like, can I please touch them? Yeah.
must have been very, very interesting. So coming back to the war church, now that you came back to Zimbabwe, now how did you get in touch with the Chinese mission?
Coming back to Zimbabwe, it's kind of for me, like, I came here in 2022, so technically I stayed here for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And like for me to join the Chinese mission, I started joining them last year in August. Since that time, it was holiday. Then ever since August up to now, I was going to either the Adventist church or I will be going to my church at my hostel. Yeah.
So far, how do you see the Chinese mission growing in Zimbabwe? I know it's still a very, very young mission, but what are some of the, should you say, positive strides that you have experienced so far whilst you are part of this mission?
One thing I think about them is, like, when we travel, we travel a lot to see and help people that which in need of us. For example, the Chinese people, like, we went to a restaurant, we saw a lot of Chinese want to spread the word of God, you know, and, like, you know, when we are spreading to them, for me, it's very easy, because if I see a Chinese person next to me, I'll just go to him saying, "Goody, hi, how are you? I want to spread the word of God to you with the Steps to Christ book." So it's very easy for me to interact with them.
Is it, of course, we understand, since these are predominantly atheist people, how difficult is it to preach about Jesus? I know maybe socializing could be easy for you, someone who speaks the language, someone who knows the culture. But now, if you want to put the religious aspect now, is that not tough?
For me, if it's to spread the word of God, it's actually very easy for me, because one thing, I'm doing it for my Lord Jesus Christ and God. I won't be afraid of anyone, because if I'm spreading to the word of God, spreading word of God to people, that means people must also listen to the word of God, because since people say Jesus is coming again, of course I believe that. And God makes miracles if you pray. Then that's why my favorite gospel song is Prayer is the Key, because every single time when I pray, things come true.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing, man. So, of course, I want you to see something in Chinese. I can't wait, so to say. Okay, so let's say you want to see something about Jesus to someone. Let me say, whether it's here in Zim or in China. What would be something that is in your heart right now in the please say it in Chinese.
So for me, what I want to say is 大家好, 我的名字叫福特, 我今天来跟你们说的是, 上帝他们爱你们, 我今天来跟你们说的是, 上帝他来跟你们说一下 我们的中国人, 他们很爱你们, 所以我们必须得帮助他, 因为他会再回来. So what I basically just said now is, Jesus, today, everyone, how are you? My name is Ice. I came to spread the word of God and just wanted to know that God loves everyone, whether you are either a creature or you have sinned against God. If you just repent, everything will be fine, and God will always have another way for you.
Amazing. Amazing. That sounded so nice, man. You are just flawless. Jeez. Amazing. So, are you able to teach someone like me Chinese?
Yeah, the lessons, for example, that I learned at my school, Mandarin. So they say it's Mandarin, but they call it Chinese. So, like, the lessons are very easy. You just need some books. Then, first of all, I'll just teach you some greetings, introduction and stuff. Then as you go on, I'll be teaching you some ways how to talk to someone in Chinese.
Wow. Okay. So don't worry. After this interview, you and I, we're going to get in touch.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my boy Ice right there. Wow, amazing. He is, he is part of the Chinese mission, and he was born in China. And hey, amazing. So before you go, I want you to do this. I want you to do this promo. I promise I'm going to air this promo every other time. I want you to say, hi, you're listening to Adventist World Radio. In fact, hi, you're listening to the Weekend Chapter right here on Adventist World Radio, SIT Media.
所以我们今天你们在听的是我们这里的津巴布韦的教堂，这里我们现在在说的是我的名字叫福特，我的中文名字，所以我今天来跟你们说的是上帝他们爱你。Okay,
you hear that voice of man. That's my man Ice. Ice, thanks so much for doing this. Well, I did tell you that the young people are driven and they're ready to take on this Chinese mission. Very fluent in Chinese they are, and hopefully that the Lord will continue to give them strength and the wisdom that is needed in this field. So last but not least, it is yet another young lady. Her name is Anotida. She is also part of this beautiful mission that is the Harare Chinese mission. Let's hear what she had to say. Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. We're still right here, broadcasting live from Harare. And guess what? Chinese missions is a special type of mission, a type of mission that is attracting the young, the old, you know. And I'm so touched being here. I've heard and seen a lot, and I'm very, very much inspired. So right now I'm joined with yet another young lady who is part of this Chinese mission. My sister, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. So what's your name?
My name is Anotidaishi Angela Jaona.
Anotidaishi.
Yes.
All right. Wow, the Lord loves us.
Yes.
So much that He died for us, and He expects us to take the mission.
Yes.
To the world.
Exactly.
And you are part of the Chinese mission.
Yes.
How did you become part and parcel of this?
So when the Chinese church was to be launched last year,
mm-hmm.
Pastor Innocent Chishande from the union,
mm-hmm.
he contacted me and said, my daughter, you have to come for this mission.
Mm-hmm.
And back then I was just starting my Chinese module at the University of Zimbabwe.
Wow.
So I saw it as an opportunity to be part and parcel of this mission.
Mm. Okay, so you are, this was just a module. So which program exactly are you doing at the University of Zimbabwe?
I'm doing Bachelor of Science degree in Nursing Science.
Nursing Science?
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, okay, okay. Now that's amazing. That's amazing. Are you going to be an ordinary nurse, or are you going to have to do something special?
I plan on to advance to being an optometry nurse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, yes. Okay. So that type of a nurse, what exactly do they do?
They focus with the eyes.
Is
any
it?
Any challenges with the eyes.
Wow.
Yes.
Ah, amazing. Amazing, amazing. Hey, hey, I wonder where you got the inspiration to do all that, eh?
My mother has eyesight problems, and I also have eyesight problems. So I saw it as an opportunity for me to be the one treating her.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. So, of course, you took up the call to join Chinese mission.
Yes.
So how has it been for you so far?
You know, for everything there are ups and downs, but we're still in there. Sometimes we have limited resources, but we still sail through. And you know, the Chinese are not very open people.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to really communicate with them. You have to be friends with them first to gain their trust, then you can be able to mission to them.
Wow.
Yes.
So language wise you said you were just doing a module. Have you been able to become fluent in Chinese as yet?
No, I'm now doing it separately from the modules.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to acquire a certificate in Chinese, so I can say I'm still learning Chinese.
Wow. So you are driven. You want to do this.
I want to do this.
Wow. I'm astonished, because look, maybe looking at your age, mission is probably the last thing that you could be thinking about. You've got so much going on for yourself. You're going to school. You're young. You've got other things to do. But why focus on mission?
I believe it's God calling me to the mission. You know, when I was around 5,
mm-hmm.
I was called to sing Feed My Lambs.
Yes.
You know that.
The group.
Yes.
Yes.
Then I got older, I had nothing to do then. Then Chinese mission came up. I saw it as an opportunity to work for God again. Then I joined.
Mm.
Exactly.
Wow, wow. That's amazing. I'm amazed that young people are taking it upon themselves to do mission. I think it's a challenge to all the young ladies out there that, you know what, you could be busy with school, work, but you can still find time to do mission. And you're going as far as using your own resources to learn the Chinese language.
Yes.
Wow. Now that's so amazing. So at the moment, what has been like your standout moment with the mission?
My standout moment was the time we went for book distribution in Belgravia.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a really great opportunity, having to meet the Chinese in person, you know, interacting with them, though some of them were not even willing to talk to us, but it was something.
Wow. Wow. So you keep going back, no matter the obstacles that you face, you still keep going back and try.
Keep going. You know, the Bible says, Philippians 4 verse 18,
mm-hmm.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we'll try again.
Wow. No, I'm intrigued. I think if only we all had that same spirit in whatever that we do, you know, whether it is in work, school, in life in general, you know, don't give up. Keep going. And I'm glad that you're doing that at a very young age. Okay. So what would you want to say to our fellow young ladies, fellow young men, still of school going age, who probably feel like mission is something for the older people?
I would like just to tell them, whatever your hand finds it to do, especially in the mission work, do it with all your might.
Wow. Now that's a powerful charge right there. Yes. That's a powerful charge right there. And of course, like anybody else, I would probably want you to say something in Chinese that you like and maybe that you want to tell the world.
I would like to tell the world Jesus is coming again. That is Yesu Yao Zai Lai Le.
Wow. Okay. You know, I would love to say it after you, but I don't want to butcher it. Let me keep it that way, and I'm sure our listeners out there will be loving it. All those who have got an interest in taking up Chinese mission, wherever that you are, in whatever corner of the world, please do so. I've got young people who are doing amazing work out here in Harare, in Zimbabwe, being part and parcel of this Harare Chinese mission. So, my sister, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
It was a pleasure.
Okay, so stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. So with that, we close this particular edition of Movers and Shakers right here on The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.